you saw the email. The case is, what happens if you find something that a Jew or a non-Jew is not allowed to own? Right, that's the question. Do you return it to them? For example, I was thinking of different ways. If it happened, like you go to a supermarket that sells tray food, and the lady in front of you was just talking about what kind of shop is this. You know that she's Jewish, and you see that she's buying things that aren't kosher, and on the way out she forgets a bag. So what do? Do you tell her you forgot your bacon? Is there a missing Hashemah Saveda? Another case I thought of that the post can talk about it, just in trying to say how it can happen. Lamaisa is that you
may also be pushing not all shit to return.
Right. It says three possibilities over here. You should, you can't, and maybe you don't have to. Right. Another example might be you're walking down the street and you see someone drop their clothes they had just taken back from the dry cleaners, and you see the name on it. It's, you know, it's a Jewish neighbor, and you know their clothes that they shouldn't wear. Right. That's another case.
Sneeze.
Right. Or shatnez.
Or you know, it's
shatnez. Remember, she has a truth about shatnez. You know, it's something they shouldn't wear. Or something they deliver to you. Someone else that really should be somewhere else in the block, or another, someone else, you know, so another block, and they deliver a platter of a shipment of tray food. So you call up the owner and say, you know, it's Goldberg. Do you call up Mr. Goldberg and say, we have your food over here that you tried ordering, or a pornography magazine, you know, gets misdelivered. Do you call up Mr. Goldberg and say, we have your magazine? Right, what do you do? Not everyone talks about this, but this is the first. That's the name of the sugya. This is the only case in Shulchan Aruch that it talked about, and we're talking about wild cats. I guess nowadays it would be more like a rabid dog, but in the times of the Gemara, they had problems with wild cats that would go and hurt people. So the Gemara has a whole maisa. There were three amaroyim there. Just to put in the part that's nogeva halacha, also shunra, a cat came, all these three amaroyim, including Robert standing there, and kati liyada de nuka, and bit off a child's hand. So nafag rav vidarash, Rav went out and made a drasha, he made a psak halacha, chasul mutr laharga, if you see a stray cat, and the Gemara talks what type of cat it is, black or white, but you know it's a killer cat, mutr laharga, you're allowed to kill it, but also a kaima, and you're not, if you own one, you're not allowed to keep it. Veimushim gazel. So it's number one. It's mutter to kill it. You're not allowed to keep it. Eibamushim gazel. There's no problem with theft. Veibamushim hashav aveda la balim. And if it belongs to someone, there's no mitzvah of hashavas aveda. So it's a whole Gemara. The Gemara says, Amri, they asked the Akasha. Kevendam and Eibamushim gazel. You're allowed to steal it because it's a dangerous thing, and you're allowed to steal it from that person when it's in his house. Why do you have to say that there's no mitzvah hashavas aveda to the owner? So what's the chiddush? So if it's something that he's not allowed to have, and you're not allowed to take it from him because he has a dangerous animal in his house, certainly this should. You don't have to tell me there's no mitzvah hashavas aveda. So Amar Ravina, the Ravina said la'oro, it means that once you killed it, you're allowed to keep its skin. But you might think once the cat is dead, so now, okay, the cat is not going to do any harm anymore, and the skin apparently is worth money. At least return the skin to the owner, right? He's going to take a big loss because he owned the whole cat. Now he just has the skin, but at least give it to him. So Ravina said, that's what Rav was saying. Rav made a drasha, and the Mefarshim say this is a takonis chachamim, that because this person had a wild cat that was dangerous, and the Mefarshim say it has to be talking that it's dangerous, so when you kill it, you're allowed to keep its skin. It's a whole shayla. If someone else killed it, then can you keep the skin, or is it only the schus of the one that killed it? Now this halacha is paskin of Shulchan Aruch in our sugi of Hashavas Aveda in our sugi of Shulchan Aruch. This is the only thing that's nogeya here. Reish samagav sivdal et chasul ra, if it's a bad cat, a dangerous cat, shemazik lekatanin, that could hurt children, ein tzarech lashiv levaylin, you don't have to return it to the owner, ela kol hamotzo Hargo, whoever finds it can kill it, should kill it, and is allowed to keep its skin. In Mishmar Aveda, the contemporary Pesach says, "Amari biyadina dein ba'alam kosher." It's talking where you know that it's wild, and the owner doesn't take proper care of it, because if the owner would take care of it, so then you would return it to the owner, because it's not a mazik. Now, the Pesach Choshen from this jumps to our case. He says, "L'chori yesh lilman mikan." You should be able to learn from here. If there's an object that the only thing you could do with it is something that's usher, and his example is kagan sakim giluach, a kadama, like a razor, you're not allowed to use a razor. So, what's this person have a razor for? So, ain't a chayav ashava, you don't have to return it. Now, I don't know if it's such a good example, because maybe he's in the business, or maybe it's for his wife uses it. I don't know exactly that example. But he says, from here you can learn that, because this skin is not doing any harm, but since the owner wasn't allowed to have a cat, he loses rights to the skin. So same thing, if an owner has something he shouldn't have, let's say the case of a shatna suit or a pritza suit, something that they shouldn't own, so then you would not be chayev to return it. That's his raya. Do you have any objections to it?
What about should be a difference between something which is a sakana and something which is
usher? Yeah, I hear that question. You know, it's over here, it's a knas, right? You shouldn't have, this is a danger, it's killing children, right? So because of that, the chachamim made a knas. Don't, if a person kills it like he's supposed to, he's allowed to keep the skin for himself, he doesn't have to return it. But that's a big jump to say, well, anything that a person has that he shouldn't, you don't have to return it to him. Like, where do you draw the line? Like, books that you think you should read, I know that book's a waste of time. It's a, you know, you hold it's also to read liberal books, and because you're conservative, right? And then what's he reading, that book over there? It's too liberal. And it's also to have, I'm going to restore. You know, where do you draw the line? Right? So, I think that's not, it's hard to hear that proof. Now, another proof with that Pesach Choshen says, and that gets into the Leiva that we first started talking about. He wants to say that Efshar Shav Asur L'Hachzir, right, the next section, he says it's possible that it not only don't you have to return it, Eino Chai B'Ashav, it could be that it's Asur B'Yisrael She'yesh Gan Mishal L'Fneiver, because it'll be an Isur L'Fneiver. And he brings a Rai from Tosafot and Avodah Zarah, Davav, Af Mishalo, Asur L'Hoshalo, Kamash Kosovo, Tosafot holds that even, right, the typical case of L'Fneiver is that if someone's a Nazir and you give him wine, right, that's L'Fneiver. Don't give a Nazir wine because he'll now violate that halacha. Or even if it's a non-Jew and you give him Eiver Minachai, he's not allowed to eat meat that was taken from the animal, it was still alive, so it applies to Jew and non-Jew. You can't cause a non-Jew to do an Aveira, and you can't cause a Jew to do an Aveira. And Tosafot says, you can't even give the Nazir his own wine. Right? The Nazir, you're at the Nazir's house, and he says, can you get me the wine from the fridge? You can't even, well, we'll see soon, that's not a good example, but you can't even give him wine that belongs to him. So same thing over here, if he lost it, if this person lost something that he's not allowed to have, so it should be us to return it because of Lifnei Iver. Right? So that's halacha that Pesach Choshen says. And based on that, the Mishpat Aveda, using the same reasoning, the Mishpat Aveda, and he's quoting a Gedolei Horah, which I think they say that's Rav Yoshev says, that if you found something, so he says something that's Asur Vachila trade food, or something that they shouldn't use, which the example they're giving us, clothes that aren't tzenua, or he gives another example, this Hashavas Aveda Talacha, it's a ticket to go to some place where a Jew should not go to. Right, so you found this and it has his name on it, so you know who owns it. So what do you do with it? So the Mishmar Aveda says, well, if you can assume he's not going to use it, it's because he's giving it to a non-Jew who is allowed to wear such clothes or is allowed to go to such places, allowed to eat such food, so then you give it back to him, because why should he assume that he's a regular Jew who keeps mitzvah, so he had that thing, you don't know why, and so you should assume that he's going to use it for proper purposes. But if you know that this person, you see this person wearing this shot in his suit sometimes, but you see them, you know that they go places they shouldn't go to, and you find that ticket, or you find that suit, or you know they eat treif, Right? They, you know, they eat treif. That family eats treif. So, and you find their treif food. So then he says it's also a return it to him because the vessel of Nehirib and Isser Deraisa to return it. However, he says that doesn't take away your mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. On one hand, you can't return it to them because how can you give a Jew tray food that he's going to eat? On the other hand, you have a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So the Mishpat Aveda says, you know what you do? You take the food, sell it, and then give him the money. Now that's the reaction I got. Right, so that's not Asir Ba'ana. If it's Asir Ba'ana, then you can't, right? If it's Basir Ba'ana, then you couldn't. If it's dog food, if it's, you know, Basir Ba'ana dog food, then you couldn't. But can you imagine this? So you go to the neighbor and say, you know, I found your clothes from the cleaners, and, you know, I know you're not allowed to wear them, so I sold them. I sold them at the used store, and here's the money I got for them. And, you know, it's a big Kiddush Hashem because, you know, we're doing Shabbos Aveda, and we're returning your clothes.
Found the clothes,
you make money if they're a pork belly.
But anyway, that's what he says. Right? You hear the logic. There's a Chiyuv of Hashavas, there's a Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda, but you can't return the Aveda itself. So this is the way out. Sell it and give him the money, and then everything is fine. But I think there's ways to get out of this, and that's the next section of the show. I'd like to discuss ways to get out of this. I have a couple questions on this. Besides the fact that if it would be difficult, so we do things that are difficult. That's the reason not to do something, because, you know, it's embarrassing. But I have a couple questions. So the first question I have is like this. We learned a few weeks ago that if a Kohen finds the Aveda in the Beis HaGvaros, so we say, like someone mentioned before, that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda will not override the Isser for a Kohen to become Tamei, or for someone to do even Isser Drabanan of Mutzah on Shabbos, right? And because we say we're not Docha Yisura because of Mammon, because of a monetary mitzvah does not override something that has to do with prohibitory law, like Docha Shabbos or becoming Tamei. Now, in that case, when the Kohen doesn't return this object from the Beis HaGvaros, or the, you don't return, anyone doesn't return something that's Muktzeh on Shabbos, there's no halacha that says, well, because I'm still chai to do Hashavas Aveda, so I'll go run around to find someone, to find a goy that'll take it away, and he'll give me money for it. There's no, we didn't have it. Once we said that you're putzeh from Hashavas Aveda, that means the mitzvah doesn't apply anymore. And there's no, you don't have to stand there all night, we said, to wait till after Shabbos ends. There's no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda in such a case. So I don't know why it shouldn't be the same thing over here. If there's an issue of Lifnei Iver, which prevents you from returning it, you're not allowed to return this object because you'll be doing an Aveira of Lifnei Iver L'Zitei Mitchel. So then I don't know why you should be chayiv to sell it then and still have mitzvah Shabbos Aveda to sell and give that person the money. Well, you're exempt from the mitzvah. Right? So, because there's a way of getting around it, there's a way of getting around it by the coins. Wait there until after Shabbos. Stand there until Shabbos ends. But we're saying whenever Shabbos Aveda meets up with Isser, the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda is waived. So, the Pesach Choshen also, when he says Lifnei Iver, he just says, Yesh Lodin, there's a Shaila, if he says, in Yochalim Karsachavis, if you're able to sell it, should you sell it? So he says, it's possible that whenever there's no chiyuv of Hashav in the chavis itself, there's no chiyuv to return its money. But like we spoke also a few weeks ago, we said, suppose you don't want to bother, you know, Hashav is ready, you see someone's suit there in the street, and you don't want to bother returning it, it's Tuvah Gatircha. So they say, look, I'll give him, I knew this thing is worth $25 used, I'll give him $25 and say, look, I found your suit, but it was too big a bother for me to handle, so I'm giving you the money for it. You can't do that. The mitzvah is to return his object. Right, so where should there be, where would you get that? Since you can't return it, well, you should sell it and give him the money. So I think that's number one, that if there is a Lifnei Iver problem here, so that's going to be the second thing, but if there is a Lifnei Iver problem here, so then I think the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is overridden. It doesn't apply, and you don't have to sell it, you don't have to take it and sell it, there's no mitzvah to return it in such a case. Right, the next thing I want to say is it could be that there's no issue of Lifnei Iver here. Why not? Well, let's go back to the first side and we'll learn the Gemara Nava Bezara. So the Gemara is talking about in Isser Davav that it's asked to sell an animal to a non-Jew where we're afraid that he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara has a question, why is that a problem? And the Gemara, one of the possibilities is that there's Isser to cause an Anshu to do an Aveira, and to be Lifnei Iver to cause him to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says the difference between the two reasons would be that if he already has an animal, if that non-Jew already has an animal that he could use as a sacrifice to his idol, so then there's no prohibition in giving him another one, because if he wants to do the Aveira, he has something to do the Aveira with. That's what the Gemara says. So Gemara is Akasha, and that's what Avigdor is saying. So Gemara is Akasha, that if he islay, when he has his own animal, will the Jew not transgress the Isser of Lifnei Iver by giving him another animal? But Tani, we learned in a braise. So Amar Rav Nosson said, how do you know that you're not allowed to hand over a cup of wine to a Nazir? Or a limb taken from a live animal to give to a goy. Because the pasuk says, you can't give a stumbling block to an Iver. But here in this case, if you wouldn't give the wine or the Eir Menachai to the Nozir or the Ben Noach respectively, Shakil Ihu, he'll take it himself. You're just handing him the wine, then. So if you don't give it to him, he'll take it himself. So, and still the Brisa says, Ka'abar Yishun Lifnei Iver Lo Sitin Mishal. We see that there's an Israel Lifnei Iver, even where the person could have done the Aveira on his own. So in that, the Gemara answers, Hachav Mayaskinan, this Bryce is talking where the object that the person is not allowed to use is on one side of the river, and the person is on the other side of the river, and he can reach it on his own. But by you stretching out and handing it to him, he can then reach something that he would not normally have been able to take. And that's the only place where there is an Israel of Na'iver, where the person could not violate that prohibition on his own. And Deikonami, it could prove that that's the pshat in the bride. So Diktani lo Yoshid, it said don't Yoshid. Yoshid means stretch out your hand to give it to him. Velo Katani lo Yitin, it didn't just say don't give it to him. If it said don't give it to him, that means don't go to his fridge and give it to him. But that's not the issue, because he can go himself to take it from his own refrigerator. So the bride says lo Yoshid, don't stretch it out to him. We're in a place where he couldn't reach it on his own, and you help him get it. That's where the Lifnei Iver applies, and the Gemara concludes, Shmami, no, that's pshat. Right, so the Gemara is saying from here that there's no Israel of Lifnei Iver when the person would do the Aveira anyway. Right, that's clearly what the Gemara is saying. It's only Lifnei Iver because he was stretching it over where he couldn't reach it, and you helped him do an Aveira that he wouldn't have done otherwise. That's where there's an Israel of Lifnei Iver. Now, there's a problem because there's a Tosus in Shabbos, other Rishonim say over there, that even though there's no Isser D'oraisa of Lifnei Iver to give someone something that he'll do an Isser with, that he would have done anyway, but it's still called an Isser D'Rabbanan, called Misayeya L'Dvar Aveira. You're not allowed to help someone do an Aveira. That's what Tosfos says in Shabbos. Tosfos here in Avodah Zarah, though, says that he doesn't say there's such an issue. He says that if it's something that the person can't reach, if it's something that the person could reach on his own, so then there's no issue at all. You're allowed to give it to him. You're allowed to give this guy the animal, since he already has his own animal. So there's no problem at all in giving it to him. There's no issue drop on him. And the Ramah in Hilchos Avodah Zarah brings down both shitas, but there's a famous shach. This is all famous shitas. The Shach wants to say reconcile the two Tosfos, and wants to say there's no machlokes between the Rishonim. And he wants to say everyone agrees that there's no Isser of Misayei L'Dvar Aveira in a case where the person is Akum, or where even if he's Jewish and he's a Mumer. That's the way the Shach puts it. A Mumer means he's a heretic. He does Aveiras, Mumer usually means he does Avodah Zarah. That's what it normally means. And he's saying, where does the Isser apply? This Isser D'Rabbanan. Isser D'Rabbanan applies to a Jew who is a regular Jew. So there, even though the Jew could do the Aveira on his own, but don't help him do Aveira, and the Shach explains, because it's no worse than the halacha is that if you see a child eating something that's trei, there's a halacha that he's supposed to help stop him from doing the aveira and take it from him. So if he already has the traits and you take that away from a child, so certainly if the person's a galu, he's a bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah already, and you're going to give him something or her something that's going to make him do an issur, certainly that should be aser. So that's the way the Shach reconciles the two sheets of the Rishonim, that the issur d'araisa, the Gemara says, is only where the person could not do the aveira without you helping them. There's an issur d'rabbanan though, even where they could do the aveira, but if you help him do an aveira, that's no worse than, that's no better than the halacha that you're supposed to stop a child from doing an aveira if he's eating something treif. You certainly can't give that an adult treif, even though you could get the treif somewhere else. So there's still an issur d'rabbanan. But if the person is a akum or a mumer, so then the issur d'rabbanan doesn't apply. And the note of the Yehuda over there, the Dov Lemervav explains, the pshat in the Shach is, it's not, doesn't have to be a mumer that he's a heretic and you know, he converted. It means that if the person does the aveiros, b'mezid, he knows what he's doing. He eats treif. This person always eats treif. We don't have to say that he has heretical ideals. He just, it could be nowadays, a person would apply, even though nowadays he wasn't raised with awareness of the laws of kashrus, and he eats treif. And he can have treif from wherever he wants to get it. So the note of Yehuda will say, there's no iser in giving him other treif if he could, if he has it on his own. Now, to make it exactly identical to the Gemara, the Pesach Yeshua brings a shita, and the Gemara says it has to be not that he could go out and buy it, it means that he already has it in his house. So he has some treif in his refrigerator already, and you give him something else treif, so that's just like, he already has an animal he can slaughter for his idolatry, and you give him another animal that he could do for his idolatry, so that you didn't do any aveira by doing that. Now, it's not Muskum. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos says that he disagrees with the Shach completely, and he holds that you can't even help a non-Jew do an aveira, even if it's an aveira they would do on their own. But he doesn't hold, because he says we paskin like that shita that holds that there is always an issur d'rabbanan to give, to help aid someone in doing an aveira, even if they would have done it on their own. So there's this machlokus. Now, how do we paskin? It's hard to know how you have a machlokus, the Shach against the Magen Avraham. It's hard to know how to paskin. However, there are some famous tshuvas, like the Moshe had tshuva, he writes about catering hall. Someone had a catering hall, and people rented it, and they could tell, the owner could tell, that these people were going to have forbidden types of activities going on in there, and some mixed dancing, different things going on there that are prohibited according to halacha. Right, so the caterer had the question, could he rent out this hall to these people, because by him renting it out, they'll be helping them do an aveira, whatever aveira they're going to do. So Rav Moshe answered that we can rely on the Dov Lemervav, the note of Yehuda, the Shas Adchak, and he says especially over here, even the Magen Avraham will agree, because if you don't give them the catering hall, they'll go to some treif place, and then they'll eat treif plus to whatever aveira they're going to do with the way they're going to set it up. So by you at least giving them that kosher food, and what they end up doing with it, that's their business. And besides that, you know, the catering hall isn't made for what they're going to do with it. That's their decision, and you don't have to worry about that. But he does say that we can rely on the Dov Lemervav of the Shas Adchak. Another halacha I saw in this Machon Haraya Pimansi, they had a shayla of there was a Jew working in a nursing home, and it was a non-Jewish nursing home, so they certainly used trey food. The problem was there were some Jewish patients in the nursing home, so was this, and some of these patients weren't able to eat themselves, so you had to take a spoon and feed it to them. So what does this Jewish worker do, this from Jewish worker do, when he has the trey that he's going to feed to these poor Jewish patients? So there also the Meishav Baruch. I'm not saying this lemaisa. If you ever have any shaylah, we should ask a shaylah, because they can be very easily the halacha can change very easily. So, but in that case also, he said that there's the Rambam say we can rely on the Dov Lemervav of the Shas Hatachak. And over here, since if this Jewish worker doesn't give that person the food, so another worker will give that person the food. it's like really you're not doing anything. Just and this is what they're saying. We have to get it out of our heads that there's no issur per se. And even though you're feeding this person treif, but that's not the prohibition. The issur is to you that we have a halacha that we have to prevent the child from eating something treif. But that's the only one we can prevent them. But if there's no way to prevent them from doing the issur, the fact that we are actually feeding it to them, so it's a surprising psach. But that's the way he comes out. And now. Is it a good? The question though is there a problem with Rav Lam? Right.
Yeah.
And so it's a good thing to do. So we have these kulas. Now these kulas end up presenting a problem over here, because back to the case of our Hashem Aseveda, where we found these unsavory items, you know, the trade food, the shatnez suit, or the ticket to the place the person shouldn't go to, the treif meat. So based on what we're saying now, so the Hector, we said, well, you shouldn't be allowed to return it if it's Feichosh, and the other said, well, it's because it's Lifnei Iver. They said, you can't return an item to this Jew, or if it's a non-Jew, if it'll apply. You can't return it to this Jew because you're over Lifnei Iver. So we had a Shiloh, okay, but do we have to pay him for the money anyway because Yemis Hashem was Aveda? We said that's not likely. But in most of these cases, there's a good chance that not only is he able to get it readily, whatever this item is, but he probably also has the same items in his house. Right? You're not going to say, well, this is the February issue of the magazine, and he only has a January one. Right? I think there's no new issue in February and January. The issue is looking at the magazine, and just like he already has one animal and you're giving him another animal. This other animal, he might appeal to them more, and he might not do that animal, he'll do this animal instead. So he already has the issur in his house. So to return it to him is not an issur because he already has it. He has other, she has other suits in her closet that are shot in his or shouldn't be worn for some other reason. So you're giving back this one from the dry things, you see the name on it. You should have to because there's no issur of Lifnei Iver, and they give you this case of bacon and it's addressed across the street to the people that don't keep kosher. So then I'm just saying in other neighborhoods, so then you should have to return it to me because they have other trade food, and they don't have this trade food, they have other trade food, but the issur is eating trade, so either way they have trade food and they could even buy this one very easily. Right, the pizza shop gives it to the wrong, delivers it to you instead of across the street. What happens if, you know, they don't get it from this one? They'll call for another one. They'll call, you know, it's simple to get to make a phone call and get another pizza. So at this point, the halacha would be you have to take this these items, and like we said, you know, someone's working for his parnasa in the nursing home, so he has to do it. It's for his parnasa, but you know, you find this aveda. Right now, we're saying you're going to have to return it across to whoever owns, and you're returning. Now, one way out is if it would be embarrassing for you to carry this, you know, dress across the street to the owner. So then we have the mitzvah of zaken shein l'tavoda. But you learned if something is beneath your dignity, you have a big thing saying bacon and you're carrying it around, you know, so that's embarrassing. So that's a heter of zaken shein l'tavoda. So you wouldn't have to return it. And you could just, huh?
It's at your house.
Oh, so it's in your
house.
Yeah, so then where you, yeah. So if it's in your house, so then you have to, it won't help. That won't help, right? It won't be possible. Or it won't help if it's, or it won't help in a lot of cases, you don't see what it is. You know, it comes in a paper bag. You just see what the thing is. No one knows, no one, you know, notices that you have it. Right, so that's not going to be a good heter. In most cases, they know the chavodo. So, I would advise. I think the best thing is if they're ready to deliver it, you know, check what you're getting delivered and say, "I'm sorry, this is the wrong house." And if they decide to look at the other house, that's their business. But you know, just don't get involved with it. But at the end, I found that there's another heter. That there's another svara that the Pesach Choshen uses, and then this Torah Saveda, also a contemporary, uses. And he says, let's think about this mitzvah of Zokim Shein Levi Chavodah. Right? That's telling us that even though there's a mitzvah that when you find someone's property, you have to return it, the Torah said that if that that maisa of returning it is uncomfortable to you. It's something that will be beneath your kavod. So there's no mitzvah hashavas aved anywhere. Because the Torah recognizes that you don't always have to return someone's property. If it's going to be beneath your kavod, it's going to hurt your kavod, so then you don't have to return it. Now how about if it's not something that's going to be beneath your kavod, but it's something that's going to be beneath kavod shemayim? By you returning this object to the owner, it's something that they're going to do aveiros with. If it's something they're going to do aveiros with, so that should be no worse than a case of zakin v'shein l'tichavod, which, just like we say, if it's beneath your dignity, you are not required to return that object. We said there could be a l'tnimishur sadin that you should, and the shaila was whether that l'tnimishur sadin is to return it. If it's a tamach chacham, it could be that his l'tnimishur sadin is to pay for it, like we learned. But over here, also, there'll be no mitzvah, there'll be no obligation of Hashem Seveda because there's kavod shemayim involved here, and here there won't be a l'tnimishur sadin, because l'tnimishur sadin, you can say, okay, I'm being mochel my kavod, and I'll return it to them. But here we're talking about kavod shemayim, that you're giving something treif to someone that shouldn't be eating treif, so that's a lack of kavod shemayim. So based on that, the Pesachim Choshen concludes that the best thing to do is not to touch it. Right? Don't touch it. Don't do Hashavas Aveda. Now, if it's in your house, so then you can't rely on it. That won't help you too much. You have to rely on the other ones, the other stars that we had. So, and just reviewing what we've done. As we started off by saying that something, a dangerous animal, so that for sure there's no mitzvah to return it, and there in fact the mitzvah is to kill it, that it shouldn't do any more damage, just make sure that it's really dangerous. I mean, the person always has it on a leash, and it just, this was unusual, so then that doesn't apply. And but we then learned that there was a takanas chacham that you don't even have to return the skin to the owner, but we said that was probably limited to this case of a hezek. Even though the Pesach Choshen wanted to learn from there that if something is really awesome, you shouldn't have to return. Now, in all these other items, where we have all these other items that we talked about, these cases, that we had the first bar that the Achronim said that, well, if it's going to be an Israel of Ne'iver, so then that overrides the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, so you don't return it. However, then we were stuck with the possibility that you might have to pay for it. Right? You have a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, you're not paid for it, but you might have to sell it to someone who's allowed to have it and then give them the money. Right? That was the way the Mishpat HaAveda paskin. So we had two problems with that psak. We had two questions. The first question was, if the mitzvah of Lipnei, if the Isra of Lipnei Yiver overrides the Shabbos Aveda, then it should override it completely, just like Kohen in a cemetery doesn't have any obligation at all of Shabbos Aveda. He's not allowed to do it because it's an Isra. So if there's an Isra of Lipnei Yiver, so then that should completely override the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. And that should be the halacha too. In a case, if you have a one-of-a-kind item that this person would not have, does not have otherwise, it's the last one and there's none others available, or there's something that is not available, so then I think we can go with this halacha, because Pesach Choshen said it also, that you don't have to return it, and you don't have to bother selling it and paying for it also. But then we said that in most cases we'll have an issue of that they already have one, and according to many achronim, there's no mitzvah, there's no Israel of Ne'iver anymore. So in that case, do you have to return it? So one answer we could say is, well, rely on the Magen Avraham here and say, well, Magen Avraham says there's no such heter, and you can never cause anyone to do an aveira. Right, that's something to rely on. If Bishas HaTchak, to rely on the Magen Avraham, who says that you should never give a person something that's going to let him do an aveira. And then we concluded with this last svara and said that if you don't want to rely on the Magen Avraham, and normally you were meiko like the note of Yehuda, and you would give in your business, you give things to people that part of your business that they, and using the heter they could get it somewhere else. So then the last heter we have is that there's a din kavod shemayim, that just like there's, you don't return something when it's going to be beneath your dignity, you also should not return something when it's beneath the dignity of it's a chil Hashem, that you're giving something to a Jew that's going to an aveira with. So that would be a heter of not touching it, right? That's the best thing. If you see walking along the street and you see these items, the best thing is to keep walking by and make sure that it is one of these items, because if it's a real suit that someone should be returning, you have to make sure. But if you know for sure that this is something that's also for them to have, and you see that this box is really taken in, and it's not just something else in it that they just use the box, so you have to be careful. A lot of times, even the kosher store, they end up getting closed out bags from Treif restaurants sometimes, and it's not always Treif. But if it really is truly Treif, so then the eights are given by Tisvei Chosh and Taras Veda is to just walk by, you don't return it. If you pick it up, so then you could have a couple of issues that you were going to avoid.